right. First main point on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that we did from last year is that Adam HaRishon was from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth and from the earth all the way to the heaven. It's the same thing. He was Mikzei Aretz, Akzei Aretz, and Min Aretz Ad L'Rekia. But now we are holding at V'amr Avidom Rav, about 10 lines into the page, last one line is Yehuda. V'amr Avidom Rav, Asar Dvar Nivru B'yom Rishon, there were 10 things created on the first day of creation. Ve'lu Hain, and they are the following. Shemayim, V'aretz, Sohu, V'vohu, those are two separate things. Or, V'choshech, Ruach, Umayim, Midas Yom, Umidas Laila. 10 things that were created on the first day, heaven, earth, Sohu and Vohu, different types of emptiness and nothingness. Light, darkness, wind, water, the measurement of day and the measurement of night. And we're always going to go through each one. Shemayim va'aretz, where do we find that Shemayim and Aretz were created on the first day? Because the pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz. Tov avohu d'chsiv, where do we find that Tov avohu was created on the first day? Because the pasuk says, va'aretz haisa tohu v'avohu, that already on the first day there was tohu v'avohu. Or v'choshech, where do we find that or v'choshech was created on the first day? Well, choshech d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk about choshech, v'choshech al p'nei tohom. Or d'chsiv, it says about or, v'yomer l'kim yihi or. Ruach umayim, where do we find that wind and water was created the first day? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says, v'ruach elokim racheves al p'nei amayim, that the wind of God was blowing on the surface of the water. There had to have been water and ruach then in order for that to happen. Midas yom umidas laila, the measurement of day and night, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, vayihi erev vayi voker yom echa, that it was evening and it was day, and it was morning, it was one day. Tana, Tohu kav yorok shemakef skolo olam kulo. What is Tohu? Tohu is a green line that surrounds the entire world. Shemimenu yatza choshech liolam. That from there darkness comes to the world. Shenemar yashes choshech sisro svivo sav. That choshech comes from that which comes goes around the entire world. Vohu elu avanim hamufulamos. Vohu is a reference to moist stones, hamashukos patahom, that are sunken into the depths, shemehen yotzim mayim, and from those stones all the water of the world comes. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'nata alea kav tohu v'avnei vohu. So you see that vohu is some type of stone. Main point number two, 10 things that were created on day one, just list them. Or choshech tohu vohu shemayim aretz midas yom midas laila ruach mayim, you can just underline them in your Gemara. V'or b'yom rishon ivri, asks the Gemara, wait a second, was Or really created on the first day? V'aksiv, pasuk says, v'itin osam elukim barakiya shemayim, uksiv v'yer v'yvoker, yom revi'i. When was the sun created? On the fourth day. So how could you say that Or was created on the first day? Answers Rav Lazar, answers the Gemara, kid Rav Lazar, like Rav Lazar says, Dam Rav Lazar, Or shabara kodesh baruch hu b'yom rishon, Adam sofa bo misofa olam at sofa. Now the light that God created on the first day was such an overwhelming light, you could look from one end of the world to the other end of the world with this light. Kivin shen estakel kodesh baruch hu b'dara mabul b'dara flaga. But once God saw that there was going to be a generation of the flood and a generation of the dara flaga that built the tower, etc. V'ra shemaseim u'kulkalim. And he saw that they were bad guys. Amad v'gunzumehen. He got up and he hid this light from them. And he said, okay, no one's going to get this light. Shnemar v'yimna mirushayim oram. He withheld from the rishayim their light. Ulami gunzo. And who did he save it for? Who did he hide away this light for? L'tzadikim l'asulavo. This light is designated for the tzadikim in the future. Shnemar v'yarel kimas ha'or ki tov. God saw the or that he created on the first day that was tov. Vein tov el tzadik. Tov is always referenced to a tzadik. Shnemar amru tzadik ki tov. Pasuk says that a tzaddik is kitov. Kivan shara'a or, once the light saw, shegunzel the tzaddikim, that it was being hidden away for the tzaddikim. This is a common thing that the Gemara and the Midrashim have. It's as if the creations themselves see and talk, and you know, like the moon gets jealous of the sun, you know, that kind of thing. The light saw that it was being hidden away for the tzaddikim. So samach, it was very happy. Shnemar or tzaddikim yismach, that the or of the tzaddikim is very happy. Kitanai, says the Gemara, this is actually Machlokas Tanayim. Or Shabar Kosh Yom Rishon Adam Sofa Mabit Bami Sofa Alam Vat Sofa Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says the light that God created on the first day was such an overpowering light that you could look from one end of the world to the other. The Chum say no. God created the sun, the moon, the stars all on day one. He just hung them in the sky on day four. But it was the same light that was created on day one. So main point number three on the page. The or that was created on day one was either hidden for tzaddikim, las lava, or was the same light we have, it just wasn't hung in the sky until the fourth day. That's the machlokas. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. The world was created with 10 things, meaning there were 10 ingredients or qualities that went into the creation of the world. And they are b'chachma, with wisdom, b'tvuna, with understanding, b'das, with knowledge, b'koach, with strength, b'ga'ara, with some excitement or anger, or b'gvura, with strength, b'tzedek, with righteousness, b'mishpat, with justice, b'chesed, with kindness, u'brachamim, and with mercy. How do we know that all these things went into the creation of the world? B'chachma b'tzvuna, we know that chachma and tzvuna went into the creation of the world. D'chsiv Hashem b'chachma yasar aretz. Hashem established the aretz with chachma. Konin shamayim, and he put out the heavens b'tzvuna, with tzvuna. How do I know b'das, that das was used? D'chsiv b'da'ato tomos nivka'u, that the depths were made with das. B'koch u'gvura, how do I know? D'chsiv mechin harim b'kocho ne'ezar b'gvura. All these are in psukim. B'ga'ara, how do I know b'ga'ara had happened? D'chsiv amudei shamayim rofafu v'yitamu mi'ga'ara so. That again, the pillars of heaven were based on ga'ara. They were made with ga'ara, with anger, but not anger, but like excitement. And ga'ara is like if someone yells at someone else. It's ga'ara. But tzedek u'mishpat, how do I know tzedek u'mishpat? T'chsiv tzedek u'mishpat mechon kis'echa, that God's throne was b'tzedek u'mishpat. B'chesed v'rachamim, how do I know chesed and rachamim? We're used t'chsiv zechar rachamecha Hashem v'chesedecha. God, remember your rachamim and your chesed, ki me olam hema, because they were there forever. What does it mean they were there forever? From the very beginning of creation, they went in to the actual making of creation. So main point number four, there were 10 things with which the world was created. And again, the list. Chachma, tvuna, das, koach, ga'ora, gvura, tzedek, mishpat, chesed, rachman. Okay. Vam Rabbi Dom Rav. Rabbi Dom Rav also says, B'sha shabara kodesh baruch hu esa olam, hayar marchi v'holich kishtei pak'oyos shal shesi, that from the time when God was creating the world, it was expanding, continually expanding, like two balls of thread, that when you have a giant ball of thread, and you just like roll it, and it starts unwinding, and it will just keep on going and going and going, and the thread just gets larger and larger and larger, ad shagar baruch baruch hu v'emido, till God said, enough, stop expanding. Shinamar amudei shamayim yirofafu v'aytam, that it stopped because Miga Araso, God got angry at it, he made it stop. And this is what Reish Lakish said, ani kel shakai. What does that mean? Ani hu sha'amarti liolam, die. That's the name Shakai, it has the word die in it. That God is the one who said to the world, enough already, stop growing. By the way, the idea of an expanding universe is a very important scientific concept, and there's a reference to it probably. When God created the sea, it also kept on expanding and growing and growing until God said, stop, and then it dried up. So stopped all the rivers, all dried up. Tan Rabbanan, Beishamai Omrim, Shamayim Nivru Tchila V'Acharkach Nivrei Saretz. Beishamai says God created the heavens first and then the earth. And again, this is not to be taken literally. There's some symbolism of here. There's some meaning here about what it means that Beishamai puts heaven before he puts earth. You know that the Arizal says that after Mashiach comes, Asadavah, we're going to paskin like the Beishamai. That somehow Beishamai holds that the spiritual world somehow is more impactful than the world within which that we live in. So Shemayim was created first and then Aretz. Shenemar Bereishis Bara Elokim Esar Shemayim Ve'es Aretz. And it's Beferish and Chumash that God created Shemayim Ve'es Aretz. First Shemayim, then Aretz. But Beis Hillel says no. Eretz Nivres Tchila V'Acharkach Shemayim. The earth was created first and then Shemayim. Shenemar B'yom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shemayim. Eretz first. Samarlan Bisil Beshamai, Bisil said to Beshamai, it doesn't make sense to create the heavens first. Lidivrechem, according to you, Adam bona aliyah v'acharkach bona bayis, do you build the second floor of your house before you build the first floor of your house? It's ridiculous. Who would ever do that? Shnemar, habonu b'shamai ma'alosa v'agudasa v'al'aretz yasta, that the Shemayim is like the second floor and the Aretz is like the first floor. Samarlan Beshamai Bisil, Beshamai said back to Bisil, your opinion doesn't make any sense. Lidivrechem, Adam osa sharfei v'acharkach osa kisei, would a person ever make a footstool before he makes the seat? You ever see one of those rocking chairs that come with like a little footstool to rest your feet on? So that thing that to rest your feet on is useless without the chair. You'd always make the chair first, which is useful in its own right, and so the Shemayim is the chair, the Aretz is the footstool. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Ko Amar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi, the Shemayim is my chair, Va Aretz Hadom Raglai, and the Aretz is where I rest my feet. The Chum Momrim, the Chum say a third opinion. Zev zeka achas nevru. They're both created at the same time. Shnemar af yada yasta aretz v'yemini tavcha shemayim. That as one hand was making the aretz, the other hand was making the shemayim. Kori ani aleim yamdu yachtav. And then I say about both of them, they'll both stand together at the same time. V'idach ma yachtav. What do Beisham and Beisil do with the word yachtav? They think one came before the other. So that just means lo mishtalfi me'adadi. That just means that they can't be separated from each other. That once Shemayim and Aretz were put into place, you can't take one, you can't have one without the other. Mikal makum kashukraya adadi. But bottom line is, we still have a contradiction in Psukim. Beisham had a pasuk that said that Shemayim came first. Beisil had a pasuk that said Aretz came first. So what do we do about the contradiction? Amrish Lakish Kishinivru Bara Shemayim Vacharkach Bara Aretz. When God created it, he first created heaven, then earth. Ukshenata, but when he set it out, Nata Aretz Vacharkach Nata Shemayim. He first set out the earth, and then he set out the Shemayim. Similar to what we said before with the constellations, with the stars and the sun and the moon, that God could have created it earlier, but he only hung it in the sky later. So God could have created the Shemayim first, but in terms of placing it where it belongs and putting everything in place, that came later. My Shemayim, what does the word Shemayim mean? Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Shesham Mayim. It's a combination of the two words, Shesham Mayim, that there is water. Ubimasnisa Tana Eish Umayim. Others taught in a Braisa that no, it's a combination of the words Eish and Mayim. Shamayim is fire and water. That God took fire and water, which are two opposites, and he mashed them together and he created the heavens that way. Shal Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva were taking a walk, and Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Kiva the following. Amalei, Ata Sheshimashta es Nachum Ish Gamzu, Chaf Bei Shana, you who helped serve Nachum Ish Gamzu for 22 years, Sheyudorish Kalesen Shabbatorah, and we know about Nachum Ish Gamzu, that he took the word S, wherever it appeared in the Torah, and made a drasha, that there's something to learn from every time the word S appears in the Torah. Es Hashemayim ve'es Haaretz mahi yadorish ben. Tell me, what did he say about Es Hashemayim ve'es Haaretz? What did he learn from that S in that pasuk? Amalei ilu nemer Shemayim ve'aretz yisi amar Shemayim shemol shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it just would have said Bereishis Bara Elokim Shemayim ve'aretz, I would have said that Shemayim is the name of Hashem. Achshav shenemar Es Hashemayim ve'es Haaretz Shemayim Shemayim Mamish Aretz Aretz Mamish. It's only because of the word S that we realize that Shemayim is no longer the name of Hashem. It's just describing what he created. S HaAretz Lamali. What do I need the S by Aretz though? Lahakdim Shemayim LaAretz, to tell us that Shemayim comes before Aretz. Last main point, Beishamai holds heaven was created first, like a chair before the footstool. Beisil holds Aretz was created first, like the bottom floor and for the top floor. And the Chachamim say they were created simultaneously. Shammai says Shemayim first, chair before the footstool. Beisil holds Eretz first, bottom floor before the top floor. And the Chachamim say simultaneously.